Good morning, everyone.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm glad to be with you this morning. I appreciate you welcoming my family and I here to worship with you as we open up God's Word together. This is my first time getting to preach with a translator beside me on stage, so I pray that you'll be patient with me as I try to get into a little bit of a rhythm up here.
我有一个旁边有一个翻译的，感谢导。
Just to tell you a little bit about myself, my name's Andrew. I'm 27 years old. I'm joined this morning by my wife Hannah and our daughter Adeline.
我介绍一下，我叫安祖，这是我的，这是安祖的老婆。Sorry.
No, you're okay. My wife and I have been married for almost five years now, and our daughter Adeline just turned one a couple weeks ago. So, lots of fun things are happening at our house right now.
Andrew 跟他的老婆已经结婚快五年了，然后 Adeline 他的女儿也是快一岁了，所以。有好多非常有意思的事情在他们家里面现在。
Right now I'm in my last semester at Dallas Theological Seminary finishing up some graduate studies. So I'm very excited about graduation coming up in May.
这是 Andrew 在达拉斯里面最后的一个学期，然后他希望继续往研究生那边学习。
This degree is one that I've been working on for 6 years, so the end of it is honestly a little bit bittersweet for me.
这是一个六年的一个学位，在最后里面的时候又高兴又不安。
On the one hand, I'm really excited about not having any more papers to write and being able to read the books that I want to read instead of being told what to read all the time.
一方面呢，就是没有好多paper 需要写了，也没有好多 paper 需要读了，所以会有第一方面的感受。
But on the other hand, I'm entering a new stage of life where there's lots of questions, lots of unknowns, and that's giving me a lot of fear and anxiety.
所以另外一方面呢，就是你进入一个人生的新的一个篇章以后，它会有更多的不确定性，所以它会有更多的。不安在里面。
I've been a student now for nearly my entire life. That's the only thing I've ever done. For the last 23 years, I've been a student and been in school, and that's all I know.
为过去的23年里面，Andrew 一直是一个学生，所以他一直是以学习为主。
But now graduation is approaching, and my friends and my family have been asking me, what's next?
所以现在临近毕业了，家人朋友们都在问他下一步怎么办呢？
And that's a question I've been asking myself. One that I've avoided for a long time, thinking, well, we'll get there when we get there.
我自己也经常问我自己的问题，但是我觉得我到那边的时候就会去那边，船到桥头自然直。
But now there's no avoiding it. And the reality of that unknown, that big question,scares me.
但现在没办法避免了，但是这个问题一直让我非常的有点害怕。
I don't know what position I should be looking for. I'm not sure where my family will end up. I don't even know if vocational ministry is where God wants me to be.
我不知道下一步应该怎么做。比如说，我既然不知道是不是一个。
All these fears and anxieties are welling up, and this plan that I've had for so long now is left with me asking questions.
所以所有的这些问题都是提出来了，现在轮到我自己来提这个问题了。
Does any of that sound familiar? Have you ever been through something like that before?
所以这些问题对你都很熟悉吗？你有经过这样的经历吗？
Have you ever approached the end of a journey and then wondered, what am I supposed to do now?
你有经过这样子跑到一个终点的时候，你会问自己，我应该怎么做呢？
Maybe you're afraid that your efforts might not have been enough, or maybe that you've been working towards the wrong goal altogether.
有时你会问，哦，啊，我应该怎么做？或者是这个结果是不是错误的呢？
Or perhaps you know exactly what you want to do next, you just don't know if God's going to make it happen.
或者是说你知道将要发生什么，但是你不知道是不是主是不是神会让这些事情发生呢？
You might be feeling anxious about all the different things, the different people that could get in your way, try to stop you from doing what you feel like you should do.
你也许会感到不安，你会说会不会有人或者有什么事情会阻止让这些事情你想要去做的事情。
At some point in our lives, we're all faced with these kind of questions.
在我们生命当中的某一个过程，我们都会面临这样的问题。
And I think these fears, these anxieties can be summarized in two questions.
我认为这样子的不安，这样子的害怕，会可以总结到两个问题里面。
First, we ask ourselves, how can I know that I've got the right plans and that they're going to succeed?
第一个问题是我怎么知道我自己得到了一个正确的一个计划？
And second, how can I have confidence in the unknown or in the face of opposition?
第二个就是我怎么样在不知未知的领域里面建立信心？
In our time together this morning, our text is going to answer those two questions.
今天上午我们会在一起来回答这两个问题。
Our text this morning is Nehemiah chapter 2. We'll be looking at verses 9 to 20. We already read some of that together.
今天早上的经文是尼希米记的第二章第十七节到二十章，我们已经读了前面。
The book of Nehemiah, as you may remember, is the story of the third return of the Jews back to Jerusalem.
所以尼希米记的故事是说我们第三次回到了耶路撒冷。
At this point in the story, Nehemiah has heard that the walls of Jerusalem are torn down and that the people are held in reproach.
Nehemiah 已经知道了，已经听到了，就是我们的耶路撒冷的城墙已经被破坏了。
He's asked the king of Persia to send him back to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls, and where we pick up in our story today, he is on his way to Jerusalem.
他已经叫他们那个波斯的国王 让他们来建立这样的城墙了。
In our time together this morning, we're going to walk through the story of this passage, and then we'll find the key principle that it has to offer, and finally we'll see how that principle applies to our lives today.
今天上午呢，我们会一块来经历这样子的一个过程，然后怎么样应用这些东西到我们实际生活当中。
I'm going to pick up starting in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 9.
我将从尼希米记里面的第二章第十七节里面开始。
Then I came to the governors of the provinces beyond the river and gave them the king's letters. Now the king had sent with me officers of the army and horsemen. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official heard about it, it was very displeasing to them.That someone had come to seek the welfare of the sons of Israel.
Sorry, we checked that.
Nehemiah 2, verses 9 and 10 is what I just read.
第二章第九节的第九到第十节，我王派了军长和马兵护送我，我到了河西的部省长那里，将王的诏书交给他们。和伦人参巴拉并为奴的亚门人多比亚听见有人来为以色列人求好，就甚愤怒。
When Nehemiah arrives on the scene, he does so in style.
当尼希米来到这边的时候，他就做了这样的事情。
He doesn't just come with a hope in his heart, he comes with a plan and with authority.
他来不是说在心里面是有这样的希望，他是来是带着这样子的权威来了。
He provides letters that the king has given him to give him authority to do what he's come to do.
他来的时候已经有国王的手信给他们说，他有这样的权利才做这个事情。
Not only that, he comes with an army to make sure that things happen the way he wants.
他不仅仅有这样的手信，他还有军队。所以他可以做他想做的事情。
Now, Nehemiah is often associated with the book of Ezra also.
尼希米记通常也跟以赛尔那个章节连在一块。
And in the book of Ezra, when he comes back to Jerusalem, he refused an army.
在不是以斯拉那边的时候，他们是拒绝这样子的事情。
When he said no to the army, he said it was because he trusted God would protect them.
他们拒绝军队是因为他们觉得主会保护他们。
But when Nehemiah accepts the army, it's not because he doesn't trust God.
但当尼希米接受军队的时候，不是因为他们不相信主。
Nehemiah was the cupbearer to the king, so he had special authority, special protection.To make sure the job got done.
尼希米是主的使者，所以他有这样的权利，有这样子的信心去做这些事情。
Even with his authority, even with the king's letters, he still faced opposition.
即使他有君王的手信，有主的权威，但其实他还是面临了许多困难。
We're told in verse 10 that the officials who are there are greatly displeased that someone would seek the welfare of Israel.
所以你看到他们当地的那些行政长官们，他们对他的非常的不开心，因为他们会把他们的那些财富都给挪走。
Sanballat the Horonite was the governor of Samaria, and Tobiah was an Ammonite.
所以这样的事情也对那边的管理的人员州长所以
These people had reasons not to like the nation of Israel. They had been kicked out of the land by the Israelites years before.
他们这些人本来就是不太喜欢这个尼希米的，因为他们已经被也不相信这个国家，因为他们已经前面的时候被赶出这个国家了。
And at this point, they don't know why Nehemiah is here, but they're upset that anything good would happen to the Jews.
他们这个时候都不知道为什么尼希米会到这边，或者是会给他们带来什么好处呢？
We'll see as we go through the story that these two characters are going to try to cause problems for God's people.
我们过来的时候会看到，我们前面的时候会看到会带来什么样的事情对这些人民来说。
As we move to verse 11, the text tells us that Nehemiah came to Jerusalem and waited for 3 days before he did anything.
从十一节看到，从尼希米来到这边的时候，他等了三天。
The text doesn't tell us why he waits 3 days.
但这个文字里面并没有说他为什么要等三天呢？
Perhaps he was resting. The journey from Persia to Jerusalem would have taken multiple months.
也许他就是在休息，因为从波斯到耶路撒冷的话需要好几个月呢。
He might have been acquainting himself with the people and with the city. This would have been his first time in Jerusalem.
也许他只是在熟悉这个城市这边的人们，因为这是第一次他来到耶路撒冷。
One thing we can be certain of is that in those 3 days, Nehemiah spent time in prayer.
但有一件事情非常肯定的是，在这个三天里面，尼希米肯定是做了很多很多的祷告。
We've already seen at the end of chapter 1 and at the beginning of chapter 2, Nehemiah's life was marked by prayer.
因为我们可以从第一章结束到第二章开始的时候说，尼希米的生活当中已经充满了各种各样的祷告。
So with this huge undertaking, this giant project, The first thing Nehemiah sets out to do is pray.
所以在这个伟大的工程里面，第一件事情尼希米想要做的事就是祷告。
After Nehemiah spends those 3 days, we find in verses 12 to 15 that he goes and inspects the wall.
在尼希米在这边的时候的接下来做的事情，从十二节到十五节里面，就是去找这样的事情。
Nehemiah goes about that process differently than you and I might.
尼希米经过这样的过程，有可能会跟我们所做的事情有点不一样。
If we had a building project that we wanted to make sure was going to go well, we wouldn't do that in the middle of the night.
有一个过程，如果我们有个工程的时候，我们通常会要肯定这个过程能够做得很好，所以我们不一定会在晚上的时候去开始这样的一个工程。
We would want to go look at things in broad daylight, and we would want to bring experts with us to make sure that everything was going according to plan.
我们会通常在白天的时候，天大亮的时候，而且带很多很多专家来，所以去肯定做所有的事情都可以做得非常的专业。
But we're told in verses 12 to 15 that Nehemiah goes at night, and he takes a small group of people.
但我们知道的是，从十二节到十五节里面，尼希米是从晚上开始的，而且带了只是几个人。
He only brings people that he knows he can trust.
他只带了那些他能够相信的人。
Now, the text tells us about some landmarks that we're not really sure exactly where those places are.
这些文字告诉了我们，我没告诉我们他们这些确切的地理位置。
But we can tell that he starts kind of on the west side of the city and moves south and then towards the east side.
但我们大概可以知道是从城市的西边跑到南边，再跑到东边。
We're told that the rubble, the destruction of the walls is so complete that he can't go all the way around the city.
我们可以知道的是，这个城墙完全的被打破坏了，所以他不可能跑着随着这个城市转。
Nehemiah knows that the situation that he finds himself in is not a good one.
尼希米知道这样子的情况并不是一个非常理想的境况。
But even so, he waits until he's inspected the city before he tells anybody about what his plan is.
即使他能够开始，他已经开始了他这样子的一个检视的过程。因为在他把这些计划告诉给所有人的时候。
Verse 16 tells us that Nehemiah didn't inform the people who would do the work or the people who would oppose the work.
这十六节的时候，我们知道尼希米并没有把这些事情告诉那些需要执行计划的人，或者是谁需要这些计划的人。
I think there's a lot of wisdom in not telling all your information right out the gate.
但是我觉得这是一个非常有智慧的事情，都不是告诉那些人所有的一些信息。
I had a friend in college who, right after graduation, wasn't really sure what industry or field he wanted to go into.
我有一个朋友在大学毕业以后，他有好多问题，都不知道在工业界里面应该碰到什么问题。
And he was a pretty impulsive guy, and so every time he thought of a new thing, that was the thing he wanted to do the most.
And 他是一个非常有执行力的人，什么时候他想到什么问题，他一定会做这些事情。
I remember one week it was, I'm going to be a math teacher.And then the next week it was, I'm going to be a football coach.
所以在一个星期里面，他说他要做数学老师。另外一个星期，他会说他要做一个足球教练。
The week after that, he was going to go be a missionary in Mexico.
另外一个星期，他就会说他要去做那边的传教士。
And finally, he ended up settling on selling insurance.
最后他的结果是他去卖保险。
Now there's nothing wrong. with having a lot of ideas and not being sure which one you should choose.
有好多好多的问题或者好多好多的计划并不是一件非常错误的事情。
But the example that Nehemiah gives us is one of caution and prudence.
但尼希米给我们的这个例子是告诉我们要非常的小心。
He slowly waits for God's guidance as he prays through the decisions that he has to make.
他在慢慢的等待主会给他这样子的一个指导。
And he waits until he's considered all his options and done all the prep work that he can before he tells the people what his plan is.
他等到主所有的条件、所有的问题都成熟的时候，才告诉那些人需要去执行这样的计划。
And that's where we find ourselves in verse 17. Nehemiah has done all the work, and now he's ready to tell people.
这就是我们在十七节里面可以看到的，尼希米已经做了所有的事情，按这个时候正好的时机去告诉所有的人们。
When Nehemiah gets everyone together, he does several things really well.
当尼希米把所有的人都聚集起来的时候，他把每一件事情都做得非常好。
The first is that Nehemiah is honest about their situation.
第一件事情就是尼希米对所有的境况都非常非常的诚恳。
He tells the people, "We're in a really bad spot. We're in a really bad position."
他告诉人们，我们是在一个非常坏的境况里面。
He doesn't try to sugarcoat it, and he makes sure they know everything is destroyed.
他并不想把他做成一个糖衣炮弹一样说啊，这不是所有的事情都被破坏了。
Not only is Nehemiah honest about the situation, but he also identifies himself with his audience.
他不仅仅尼希米自己知道这样的事情，他也让在的听众里面也知道这样的事情。
He says that we are in a bad position. He says we need to do the work so that we will not be under reproach. He always associates with the people.
他总是说我们在这个很坏的境况里面，我们要做这样的事情，我们在执行这样的计划，所以都是在强调我们。
But the most important thing that Nehemiah does is that he encourages the people with God's provision.
但他尼希米做的最重要的事情就是他鼓励人们有主的保守。
In verse 18, he says, "I told them how the hand of my God had been favorable to me."
在十八节里面说，我知道，我告诉他们，我的主是怎么样给我帮忙的，给我帮助的。
Rebuilding the wall wasn't just some pipe dream.
重新的建立城墙并不是一个流水线的工作，对尼希米来说。
For him, it was a task that God was putting into motion and that God was going to bring about.
对尼希米来说，这是一个主给他的一个工作，一个往下做的进程。
And after casting this vision of letting the people see what God was doing,The people respond and say, "Let us arise and build."
当他把这个事情告诉人们是说是主让他们这么做的，然后那些好多人们都马上站起来说，啊，那我们就赶紧来重建这些城墙吧。
Things seem to be going in a great direction for Nehemiah, but we find in verse 19 that opposition hasn't gone away.
事情好像朝着好的方向发展，但是从第十九节来说，从第十九节来看，这个并不是那样子的情况。
Those same two characters that had caused problems before have come back with a third buddy, and they're ready to cause more problems.
前面有两个导致好多好多问题的人，现在也带来了第三个人来导致更多的问题。
Look at the way that they try to interrupt the building. They know that they can't stop it themselves because Nehemiah had the king's authority.
你看看他们这些人去怎么去破坏他们的重建计划的人，然后他们怎么去诋毁你心里说有这样的潜力的人。
Instead, they resort to mocking and making threats.
他们会加持特别多的恐吓。
The first thing they say is, "What are you guys doing? Don't you know that this is ridiculous?"
第一件事情，第一个问题，他们说是：“你知道你们在做什么吗？你不知道这人做这些事情，这特别的可笑吗？”
They're trying to discourage the people and make them believe that the task is impossible, that it's too big for them.
他们试着去discourage 那些人说这些问题都太大了，都没办法解决。
The second thing they do is they threaten them by calling them rebels.
第二个事情他们做的事情就是恐吓他们，说他们是敌人、背叛者。
In the book of Ezra, the people were charged with rebuilding the temple.
在书里面他们说他们要重建这个城市。
And those same officials stopped that project by convincing the king that it was an act of rebellion.
他们做这个by是通过来使他们的国王相信做这样的事情。
So they are threatening the people of Israel here with the same problem. We're going to tell the king that you're rebelling.
所以他们这边恐吓以色列的人也说，我们也要让国王来相信这样的事情。我们将告诉这些，把这些事情告诉给国王。
But I love Nehemiah's response in verse 20.
但我特别喜欢尼希米在二十节里面的回应。
The first thing that Nehemiah has to say to this opposition.Is that the God of heaven will give us success?
第一件事情，尼希米说的事情就是说，在天上的父啊，天上的神会让我们把这些事情都给做成功的。
He doesn't point to the letters that he got from the king, or even to the army that had come with him.
他没有指着那些手信，国王的手信，或者是指着那些军队。
Instead.Nehemiah recognizes that what God is going to do, people can't stop.
但是尼希米做的事情是说，如果是主，如果是神让他们做的事情，那人们是没办法阻止的。
And because Nehemiah is confident that God is going to make this thing happen, he's going to get to work.
因为尼希米相信主会让这些事情发生的，所以他有这样子的信心。
And he makes sure that these officials know you don't have any part in what God is doing, past, present, or future.
所以他让这些人，这些管理的人员知道，他们没有神那样子的潜力，无论是过去、将来、现在，或者是将来。
In the face of opposition, in the face of the unknown.Nehemiah doesn't make compromises.
面对那些反对的声音，面对那些未知的东西，尼希米并没有妥协。
He doesn't buckle under the fear, but instead he points to God, the source of his confidence.
他没有把那些害怕给绑在一块，而是他向着那个主，那个神。
There's a lot to learn.From Nehemiah's excellent leadership and discernment.
我们可以从尼希米的那个领导的能力里面，我们可以学到很多东西。
He shows prudence, he plans carefully, and he has excellent timing in dealing with opposition.
他有很好的计划，很好的计划的时间表，而且他有很好的执行的能力。
But I don't think the point of this passage is to teach us how to lead others or how to plan a big project.
但我不会觉得说这个 这个工程的核心就是让我们知道怎么去领导一些人们，或者是怎么去执行一些计划。
It's not even about casting a vision or dealing with difficult people.
也不是说去把你所要的视角给广大的人们，或者是去处理那些比较困难的人们。
So if this passage isn't about leadership, what is it trying to say?
如果这些经文不是说不是考虑领导能力的话，那它是讲的是什么呢？
I think the principle of this passage is that God's purposes never fail.
我认为在这个经文里面的原则是主的主永远不会是不成功的。
God's purposes never fail, and He allows His people to be a part of it.
主神的目的永远都不会失败，而且他让他们的人们都在里面。
That's always been true about God. It was true for God as He dealt with Israel, and it's true for us today.
这是永远都对的事情。对那些过去的人们，或者是现在的人们。
When the people of Israel first came into the promised land, and they took out all the inhabitants there, Joshua had this to say at the end of his book.
当他们来到耶路撒冷的时候，他们赶走了那些原住民的时候，Joshua 有这样的事情要说。
That God kept all of the promises that He made to Israel, and not a single one of them failed.
神已经给了他们所有的允诺，没有任何一个是不成功的。
God makes the same promises to us who are in the church in Christ.
神也给了我们在教会里面人们同样的允诺。
I'm going to read real quick from 1 Corinthians 15, verses 55 to 58.
Give me one sec.
Yeah.
Still, Nehemiah.
1 Corinthians, right?
Okay.
I'm jumping around a little bit. 15.
Okay. Let me just find the. Sorry. 不好意思，我找一遍，找一个这个。It's 15,
starting in verse 55.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law, but thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord.
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，死的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力，多做主工，因为你们知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Just like Nehemiah knew that that project was going to succeed, we have victory in Christ.
就像在这个工程里面说的，我们总在神里面，在主里面总会有成功的。
And Scripture tells us because we have victory, we can labor knowing we're not wasting our time.
就像这些经文说的，我们的胜利是一定存在的，所以我们不是在浪费时间。
God always brings His purposes about, with or without our efforts.
神总是告诉我们，这些目的的，即使有或者是没有我们存在。
Certainly Nehemiah knew that God would bring His purposes about, but where does that leave us?
尼希米当然知道神给他们的那些目的，那些希望，但是 这些是指导我们朝哪个方向去呢？
At the beginning of this sermon, I asked two questions.
在这个啊，这个讲到开始的时候，我就问了两个问题。
How can we know that our plans are going to succeed? And how can we have confidence in the face of the unknown?
我们怎么样让执行这个计划，怎么样让这个计划成功呢？
The only way for us to know that our plans will succeed is to make sure that our plans line up with God's purposes.
如果让我们的计划能够成功的唯一的条件就是让这样子的目的跟神的目的结合起来。
Well, that raises the natural question, how do I know what God's purposes are?
那就有这样的一个问题，自然的非常自然的一个问题，就是说我怎么知道神的目的呢？
There are some things that God desires for all of us, all believers, no matter what context we're in.
那里面有一些是神需要我们所有的人都做的东西，一个非常宽泛的一个目的。
The first is that we should seek His kingdom. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness."
第一个事情就要寻找神的国度，特别是在马太福音。
So as we look around and we see what is God doing, how is God spreading His kingdom? That's something that He wants you and I to be a part of.
是，你可以在里面看神的国度里面是神是怎么行使的，超上我们每个人都知道这样的事情。
God wants us to seek His kingdom, and He also wants us all to remove sin from our life.
神需要我们看到他这样的一个国度，同时他也希望能够移除我们的罪恶。
If we plan on establishing God's kingdom and we plan to remove sin from our life, that's something that we can trust God is going to work through.
如果我们要建立这样神的国度，如果要我们要移除这样子的罪恶，我们肯定会相信神是会让这些事情成功的。
So that's God's purposes for all of us, but what about me in particular?
这就是神对所有人的期盼，但是对于我自己个人来说是什么呢？
To know what God's life is for you, follow Nehemiah's example and have a life marked by prayer.
如果你想知道主对你个人的期盼的话，你就应该看看这个尼希米记，因为它是一个非常好的一个例子。
When we enter into prayer, we enter into a conversation with God, and we can ask Him to give us guidance for where He wants us to go.
在我们祷告的时候，我们可以问问神，他希望指导我们往哪一个方向进行。
Not only should you have a life marked by prayer, but you should have a life marked by listening to the Holy Spirit.
也不仅仅是说你的生活当中应该充满了祷告，同时你应该感受到了生活当中的圣灵的存在。
That's how we can know that our plans will succeed. If our plans line up with God's plans, we can trust that He's going to bring those about.
这就是我们怎么知道我们的计划能够成功的事情，就是说怎么样把我们的计划跟神的计划结合起来。
But what does it look like to be confident in God's plan?
但是如果你相信神的计划的时候，应该是怎么样的呢？
Nehemiah wasn't anxious about what his enemies would do.
尼希米对他们敌人会做什么事情不是特别的害怕。
And neither should you and I be anxious about the events going on around us.
我们也不需要对有什么事情在我们身边发生感到不安。
Anxiety and fear lead us to seek after our own good.And our own protection, not the good of others.
不安跟 害怕只是我们个人的感觉，而不是别的东西。
Living free from anxiety and fear and trusting in God's plan and purposes frees us to serve others, to follow His will regardless of the cost.
生活在不安跟害怕当中，但是我们坚信神的性命，神的使命的时候，所以这就是带给了那些人的信心。
So in my own life, as I approach the end of seminary and have to start answering these questions of what next, I need to follow Nehemiah's example.
在我的生命当中，在进入另外一个章节的时候，我也要回答同样的问题。
I can trust that if I put myself into God's plan, if I try to do what God wants to get done, I can know that He's going to make that happen.
只要我把我自己的计划放在神的计划里面，放在神的使命里面，我就知道神一定会，我就知道神需要我做什么事情。
The confidence that Nehemiah had wasn't in his own abilities, but it was in the character of God.
尼希米的信心里面并不是他自己的能力，而是在相信神的能力。
The challenge I have for you and I today is this: seek the Lord's will. You can know He'll bring it about.
我给你的一个挑战的，今天我给你的一个挑战就是。怎么去寻找神的计划？
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for your goodness and your grace and your great love. Thank you for the opportunity you've given me to fellowship with these fellow believers and to worship you through the preaching of your word. God, we thank you for your plan and your purposes that they never fail, that we can always trust.That you will do just as you said, just as you promised. God, I ask that as we leave here today, you would help us to have lives marked by prayer, by dependence on the Holy Spirit, free of anxiety and fear, confident that you will do just what you say. God, we thank you for your Son and for his sacrifice and for the victory that he's won on our behalf so that we can know our labor is not in vain. Guide us as we labor for you.It's in your name that I pray these things. Amen.
Amen.